Hello.
My name is Monique. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Division, Unemployment Division. I returned a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is her.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Clinic. Now, my name is Monique. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay. I had just lost my job today and I was looking into filing a claim.
Can I have your social?
It's 422-313327.
Could you repeat that?
422-313327.
Can I have your first and last name?
Jessica McGrady.
Could you spell Jessica for me?
Jessica.
Could you spell McGrady for me?
McGrady.
Your date of birth?
10/17/88.
Are you a citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, just English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Mother's maiden name?
Buckner.
Buckner?
Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R.
B-U-C-K.
N-E-R.
You have a driver's license?
I do.
Your driver's license number?
Let me get it. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
833-1186.
If you approve of benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 business days. Which one would you prefer?
The card's fine.
Okay. What is your address?
422 Paper Town Road.
Paper Town Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Your city?
Alpine.
Could you spell that?
Alpine.
Your zip code?
35014.
Is your mailing address different from the residence address?
Both.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What is your telephone number?
256-589-1450.
You said your address was 422 Paper Town Road.
Alpine.
AL 350-014.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you some generated questions. In which of the following cities does James Hardy currently live or own property? Oneonta, Alabama, Pell City, Alabama, Selma, Alabama, Tuskegee, Alabama, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
Pell City.
Which of the following cities has a current or former associated to you? Peach City, Peachtree City, Marietta, Cumman, or Athens, or none of the above?
Peachtree City.
Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Orthodontist, real estate agent, rolling technology, or cytopathology, or none of the above?
I don't think any of those.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not federal, military, or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certifications?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
Am I filing for unemployment?
No, are you applying for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
Oh, no, ma'am.
What's the last day you work?
Today.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
For a business.
You are a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am. I'm not.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I guess commission.
Are you currently working on commission basic? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Do you obtain the work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
Sales.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What was your last job that you're applying for?
It's like telemarketing. You do sales on the phone.
Is
like,
it TPFEENT or Lab Services LLC or Donor Relations LLC?
Yeah, they're LAV right now.
LAV?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your telephone number?
My telephone number?
Theirs.
They had moved us all to home, so there's not a... Would you need like the...
So they don't have no contact number?
No, ma'am, besides just like the bosses. Well,
I need a contact number.
Let me see. It should be on this tax return. I mean, on this thing right here. Okay. It's 702.
Give me 1 second.
9-3. Okay.
702-931-3366.
Yes, ma'am.
931-3366. Your employment start date?
That would have been February of probably 2018.
All right. 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state was your work performed in?
Sylacauga, Alabama.
Could you spell Chicago? Never mind, I got it. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick pay, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
What was your, you say you quit or got, did you got fired?
I got fired.
Why?
They said they were having to cut people back.
So was it lack of work?
I guess, yeah, I guess so.
You were laid off, so like no work was available?
Yeah, there was too many people.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to give you a forged pen. Are you ready for that?
$2,788 the pen.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for duration of an unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actually seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file it via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the phone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on the next week. And the information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities to how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about your information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Jessica, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, you too.